Coming up next, PG is going to be chatting to the Casbah Club, featuring Bruce Hoxton, formerly of The Jam, Simon Townshend of The Who, brother of Pete Townshend as well, the genius, and Mark Kaczynski from Big Country. That is next here on The Eagle, but first...
Hi, this is PG. Tonight sees a little piece of music history in Guildford. Two members of The Jam play on the same bill, in the same building, for the first time since the band split up in late 1982. Drummer Rick Buckler now fronts his own Jam tribute band, and bassist Bruce Foxton has teamed up with former Big Country and Who members to form the Casbah Club. Both bands perform at Surrey University this evening, and it was the Casbah Club, Bruce Foxton, Simon Townshend and Mark Brzecki, who opted to come and have a chat with us here at The Eagle. Ahead of that, and also hearing a couple of exclusive acoustic tracks recorded in our studios, here's a track from the band's forthcoming album, Venustrophobia. This is When She Sleeps on The Eagle. The Eagle, and pleased to say that I have, well, three quarters of Casbah Club in the studio with us. We've got Bruce, and we've got Mark, and we've got Simon. Guys, welcome.
Hey.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in. You're going to be playing some acoustic, a couple of acoustic tracks for us as well. Now, tonight you're live at the University of Surrey.
After most, ages, yeah. Should I say, found a gig for us, but it's, I think it's something to do with Paul Weller weekend or something. Of course, our bass player used to be in a certain band with the chap.
Yeah, actually, Bruce, let's just tackle this now. Because tonight, obviously, Casbah Club, you're there, and yep. Rick is
he making is
his
indeed,
with yep. his tribute band.
Yep, he's there with his band, The Gift.
Now, when was the last time that you two were on the same bill?
God, well, that would... 1982, probably.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
December.
He came to me birthday party, but that's not the same thing, is it, really?
Did he play live?
No, he just drank vast amounts.
And that's when we supported you.
Yeah.
When that's the arena
this
was
is like all the connections coming.
Yeah. Big Country did their kind of last bash in Wembley Arena.
Wembley
it,
Arena.
Yeah,
yeah.
Six nights or something, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, we got paid for five.
I was in the audience watching.
This is the great thing about this band is that there is just And if you want influences and you want, you know, history and heritage, then this is the band to come and see, isn't it, really? Because, you know, you have got Big Country, you know, with Mark and Bruce. You've got you, Bruce, obviously, with the Jam, Stiff Little Fingers, and stuff as well of your own. Never forget the Touch Sensitive album, because that was a corking album.
Thank you.
And Simon, of course, you know, well, what do we say? You know, there's a resemblance somewhere along the line.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been playing in the Who lineup for the last sort of 10 years, at the back, mind you. You know, I like to be at the front, but I'm at the back of the Who, and if I try to get up the front, I get kicked off the stage.
And this weekend is a big weekend, because obviously you're at the uni tonight, Surrey University tonight, and then tomorrow, just a quick trip to Birmingham, and, you know, you have got a quo gig, but you're on with them again.
Yeah, yeah, it's a reschedule.
Yeah.
I think it's the only one they're doing over here since Rick, you know, had good news. Obviously, we were very pleased for him, as everybody would be, that it was, false alarm, for want of a better phrase. Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing the guys again, because they really looked after us well just before Christmas.
Bruce, you and Rick came from Woking, so yep. Obviously, for people listening to this, there's of interest. And is it right to say that on that tour, up until such time as Rick was taken ill, you sort of rekindled a bit of a friendship thing there?
Yeah, exactly. I met Rick's missus, I haven't met seen her for years, rather, and we were reminiscing about my mum working in the bakers at Shearwater Estate. And of course, Rick and Francis in particular, because they actually kindly lent us an amp many moons ago when we were just starting out, the Jam was just starting out, and it was a good opportunity for Francis to ask Rick back. But it's got lost a long, long time ago.
The local boys done good, eh?
Yeah. And then really, I mean, it heralds the start of an amazing summer, because, you know, there are a whole plethora of Who gigs that you're going to be there with.
Yeah, well, last year we were gigging in the 100 Club, and my brother Pete came along and saw us and thought the Black Band were amazing, and we were, of course, and because of that wanted us to support the Who, and we said yes, we'll do it.
We were talking about influences, and so much to draw on as well. I like the track you're about to perform acoustically for us as well. Just tell us a little bit about it, because for people that are going to be listening, there's things to listen out for here.
Yeah, well, it's a clever one, because we managed to merge three songs. One of my songs, which is initially just a hook I'd written, a very basic hook, and then Bruce came along and played a bass line that was from an old Jam song.
Yep.
Called Start.
Uh-huh.
And then suddenly the song took some sense of purpose, because it became a sort of vehicle for the melody that I had. And then Bruce's Builds a Fire guitar lick from the old Big Country hit.
Mm-hmm.
Fitted just perfectly over the top.
And recorded in our Eagle studio. This is Any Way She Moves.
2, 3, 4!
Casbah Club on the Eagle with Any Way She Moves. And I'm in conversation with three of the members of the Casbah Club, Mark Brasicki, also we've got Simon Townsend and Mr. Bruce Foxton as well. And you'll certainly recognise the bass line that you heard there in Any Way She Moves. It was, of course, the bass line from Start. Bruce, I'm just right in saying that, because I know it's on your website as well, that the that you asked Paul Weller for permission to use that, is that right?
Yeah, obviously, we wanted to, had to, etc. And it took a while to get a response, but obviously we're very pleased that Paul has granted us the required permission.
And it's off the album, which is out in, just a few weeks' time.
Yeah. Was it June the 17th?
That's right, yeah.
Again, cool. I mean, sorry about all these plugs, but you've just got to check the website, and that's www.casbahclub.co.uk.
But it's called
Casbah with a C.
It's called Venustrophobia.
I have a song called Venustrophobia, and I was on a TV program, we were talking about phobias, and it is something I actually do have, because I when I see beautiful women, I just can't speak.
Sure. Am I right in saying, as a set of songs, you've sort of had them for a little while, you've had them, you know, sort of ready to go?
Right. What we did is we sort of reshaped material, some of it, obviously some we put together there and then, but most of it we've been sort of available, and we just sort of reworked it, really.
We're about to hear a new song, is sort of like takes things on into the future.
It does, yeah. Actually, this one's available for free download. We put it on our MySpace site. It's so exciting is we're coming up with new material, and that really is wonderful. It keeps you going.
Now, tonight, University of Surrey, in the main union building, in the heart of Guildford.
Is it? Thank God you said that.
No, you got the way.
Sure, where we were going.
You'll be all right now.
Cheers.
No trouble. Any time, Bruce. And
we'd be without you.
Well, probably already there. Anyway,
we're late. Can you hurry up?
Yeah. And then tomorrow, I'm so pleased you've come. And tomorrow it's Birmingham Sporting Quo. So that's fantastic. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks, Peter.
And just Simon, just tell us about this is the future of the Casbah Club we're about to hear.
Yeah, Vibrate. Basically, a song about living your life in a sort of dull momentum haze, and suddenly deciding that next time you wake up, you're going to vibrate, you're going to take advantage of this wonderful life we've got and get out there and live for a while.
This is the Casbah Club with Vibrate on the Eagle. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Recorded live on Eagle Studios, that was the Casbah Club and Vibrate. Don't forget, you can go and see them at the University of Surrey tonight. Kicks off at 7:30 p.m. Also, there will be The Jam's Rick Buckler with his band The Gift and Pope. Starts at 7:30 p.m. You can get tickets on the door, or you can call this number 08700 600 100. That's Ticketweb.